Welcome to the ShadowNet, everyone. I'm Phil, aka Xeroth Maxima, Threat Level Alpha. This week, we're gonna get naughty. It's gonna be a bad one, so plug those ear holes. My extra special guest today, our new legal counsel here on the show, it's Eric Keelback.
Yeah, you're paying me a fee to retain my legal services.
Well, this show makes like commercial bankers group level money.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah, like we got some credits to spare for legal
counsel. At least $3 a turn.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I'm excited to be back. It's been a while since we've had a recorded an episode.
The last time we recorded an episode, people won't even hear it for a couple of weeks because it was for Scoops. So that's coming up. That's exciting.
That was in February?
I feel like it was over a month ago. It was easily over
January.
A month ago.
Might have been in January.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Literally, we don't remember how long ago it was.
It's good to be back. The rumor mill's churning again. The community is alive.
Scoops week. Scoops month, I guess. Feels good.
Yeah.
Good Scoopsmas season so far. The vibe is good.
I feel like people are really fiending for it.
Yes.
Because we've just been in such a fucking drought for so... Like, the threads on Reddit, I think, like 50 comments.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like, it's pretty high for the subreddit. It's like, I think there's just an appetite for it in a big way.
Yeah, totally. And there's been a lot, like a flood of new people too. Like,
yeah.
On GLC, it's just every couple minutes, someone new showing up. So stuff is happening. It's going to be popular.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's good. I'm excited. We'll talk about it later in the show.
We'll talk about it later. First, I have it was a mind fuck to me, to be honest. Like, I don't know where this came from. Eric, the card Embolus. I think it kind of sucks, because every time I try to use it, I just get ran on 100 times, and I'm just paying out the ass for this thing that does nothing. But you posted some shit about it. What it says on the card, it says, designed by the world's greatest Netrunner player ever, Dan Dargenio.
Forever in our hearts, yep.
Yeah. There's been some allegations that might not be true.
This isn't his card, it's Kenny Deacon's card, Simon Moon's card, which is funny because like I've been playing Netrunner for such a long time. You know, when this card came out, it was just kind of like a known thing.
Yeah.
But there's like community churn, and like I just realized like a lot of the people, like when this happened, when this came out, a lot of the people, I guess, were not like who are around now weren't playing then or like weren't hooked into the community. Like I just kind of thought like everyone knew this.
I mean, I was around. I've never heard of this.
I think it's because I'm hooked into the New York scene, and I talked to Kenny.
Those butts.
Yeah.
Well, you're moving away from New York soon, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is Kenny's card. So the basic gist for this is, like, I'm going to butcher the story, but, like, my essential understanding is that Kenny and Dan were both practicing together in the run-up to Worlds 2016.
Yeah.
Not Worlds, Gen Con 2016. And Kenny basically put him on the IG deck. The IG he won with, which was IG49.
Yeah.
And like as like a thank you, Dan was like you can have my champ card thing. Like you can have my card I get from winning this. Which it was a good arrangement because they ended up in the finals. And Kenny was basically like, I want to design the card, but I don't want my face on it. And Dan was like, I want my face on it, but I don't want to design the card. it got delayed. Like, I mean, this card, it's for his 2016 win, but it didn't come out until Magnum Opus, which is 2018.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, FFG was always dragging their feet on that. Like, what champ cards came out? CBI Raid, Architect, and
Deuces Wild.
What's the one that splits your hand in half? Wasn't that one?
No, that's Information Sifting, but that's not Champion.
Yeah, three of them over the whole of FFG's tenure. Good effort, yeah. FFG.
I don't think champ cards are actually good for the game.
I think they tend to skew, for sure.
They tend to skew overpowered, like, historically.
Yeah. I mean, let's not talk about CBI raid, but like, no, but like but Architect when it came Architect out was like
was
wildly well, it's, good.
It's just the sort of like was one of the best ice in the game for a while
until it got rotated. And it got played.
Well, it was MWL originally.
Oh yeah.
Like back in the fucking before times when we used to MWO based on influence. I remember, like, man, I'm so fucking old, Phil. I remember new players coming into the game makes me feel old as shit. And I'm not even old. It's just.
But you're getting there. That's the cruel march of time. Like, you don't think you're old, but one day, oh fuck, I am old. That's what happens. That's how they get you.
I just remembered, like, I remember exactly where I was when I found out that the MWO was going to be a thing.
How because is that an important milestone? Oh my god!
I remember because it was the MWO came out, and they also eroded Astro and they eroded Museum.
Oh yeah.
The champ cards. I think like I've become sort of cold on them as a concept. I mean, I think we should have them. I just think like basically they should be less pushed. I mean, like all of the champ cards for Magnum Opus are really pushed, except for like Embolus.
Which it could be good, I guess. Maybe in a deck that theoretically would exist, but yeah.
If you look at the champ cards, it's like all of them are like have either experienced the MWL at some point or like are flirting with the MWL.
Yeah.
So like Labor Rights, like crowdfunding is banned. Labor Rights was restricted for a period of time. Slot Machine arguably should be banned. Border Control is like very close to the line.
It's just in everything, right? It's like a win con.
It's a win con. I think it wouldn't surprise me if in the next 3 years that it caught a ban.
I could see Nisei just doing a rotation on that Magnum Opus pack, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems weird because a lot of them are like fundamental.
Well, Slot Machine is like weirdly warping and propping. I mean, we don't have the time to discuss Slot Machine, but Slot Machine is like warping the format in a sense. Like it's just a very... It's just... As sort of the win cons have dwindled out of the game and we care more about like grinding for value, it's like we realize that the numbers on Slot Machine are just busted.
Well, I always thought so, but hey.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so that have you been playing Netrunner lately?
I've been playing some Netrunner. Not standard.
Not Salvage Remedies, your favorite format of all time?
I've played a little bit. I'll Oracle for Brandon here and there.
How's that go?
Okay, I'm a terrible Oracle, but I love Oracling for Brandon because it's just arguing with him about what to do. And his strategies are way better. Yeah.
Why?
I'm like, why would you do that? Just run R&D and win. But he just wants to dirtle on his turn. Playing it safe, that's not my style. I'm just letting him know.
I usually like don't ever give him advice because I don't want to undermine the legitimacy of his win.
Okay, but he expects it from me now, so...
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's baked into the contract, yeah.
I gotcha.
But actual Netrunner, I've started playing Terminal Directive campaign.
With who?
With Volitar, who I have no idea who that is in real life. We just met up on Green Level Clearance, Spray Bizzle organized for Jinteki.net to have the actual campaign cards hosted, so that... really helps in running the campaign. I'm getting my ass kicked all over the place. We're actually running two simultaneous campaigns, so we're each playing like one of the runners and one of the corpse.
Sure.
It's not bad. It's still not great.
No, it's not good.
For some reason, I kind of like Terminal Directive. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
There are things about it that are like, I think structurally there are some fun bits in there.
Yeah.
But the execution is not very good.
As a whole, it could have been much, much better. And,
I mean, like, fuck. I'm like, it's hard. Like, never mind the fact that, like, it's kind of really, I think, impossible in some sense to be like, here's a product for Standard, and also, like, it creates a good mini camp. Like, you know what I mean?
It wasn't even a good product for Standard. It's like all trash cards and, like, Estelle Moon and IPO.
And Scorpios.
Oh, yeah.
No, and Hunter Seeker.
Oh, that was a good one, too. Yeah.
And a successful field test.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Laguna Velasco District, which was in a world's
Oh, game. For Haley. Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, like, my point, and also there's Deep Data Mining, which was great for Geist.
These are none of the cards I usually play, so sure. Tell me more. No.
Sorry. No, but there's a lot of like just illegal arms factories also.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, there's a lot of bad cards in General Directive, but there's also like a lot of like heaters for like no reason. I've been playing no standard.
What have you been playing?
I've been playtesting.
Oh, mostly. That's good.
It's just like a part of it is like it's nice to help out. It's intellectually stimulating because you're like forced to reevaluate and like provide feedback and test. Yeah. And I enjoy that loop, even though it could be like exhausting sometimes. The other thing is like it's just so much more fun to play test than play standard. like a million miles better. And so it's easy to be like, you know, I'm gonna play some
Bastions. If you're gonna play, why not go play with the cards you're having fun with? Yeah, I getcha.
Yeah, and you're also like doing like a sort of job at the same time, so it's not completely frivolous.
Right. Yeah.
I did an auction draft. I'm gonna do the snake draft once Gateway comes out with the Boston people.
Oh, that's fun.
So like, you know, I'm still engaged. I mean, I'm excited for Gateway to come out. Like I'm gonna start paying attention to Gateway once it actually drops.
Yeah, yeah, but right now we're stuck in the salvage memory hellscape, so to say.
It's ending.
The end is in sight. The end is in sight. Gateway's gonna drop at the end of the month.
What was your take? What was your sort of like, I mean, we did the episode at the beginning in December.
Yeah.
And I was extremely hostile.
Yeah, but I think where we differ is I remember saying, I don't want to play RP. That's gonna suck. I don't really care about Medium and Parasite, and you're like, Freedom's gonna destroy everything. I haven't played any Freedom. No one's playing Freedom. Everyone's freaking playing RP.
Yeah, everyone is playing RP, which I think is funny. I mean, it made sense to me. I think you should be playing Freedom, by the way. I think it is quite a nuts deck. Interestingly, the Freedom deck that I played the most in Salvage Memories was an exact copy of the deck I played at Worlds, except I put a one of Medium in there. Parasite's just not good. Like, that was the big takeaway for me, was Parasite is actually not that good. And the Corp Ice Suites adjusted. I mean, I saw Pincel's Acer was not playing Gatekeeper in the Salvage Memories meta.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's huge because, like, you used to be able to just face check everything and it didn't matter, right? But now, like, a bad face check and you lose the game, so.
Well, I don't agree with that, but I do think that Engram Flush and Slot Machine are two of the biggest cards you want to, like, get rid of.
Yeah.
And they're both 5-strength code gates. So, like, parasiting it down is a really hard thing to do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That makes sense.
Why I just think it's not good. I mean, like, if you look at the Jinteki Ice Suite, for example, it's Slot Machine, Engram Flush, Anansi. All of those are 5-strength. Like, yeah, maybe. But all of those are 5-strength ice.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of tokens. And never mind the fact that, like, people are just running cyber decks. Like, you can't just, like, put a fucking parasite on ice and hope it ticks down like it's 2014 or whatever. Like, it doesn't happen anymore.
Well, yeah, everyone's on cyber decks, so that's a good counter cyber decks. To that.
No, I mean, I just think the media, like, it was surprising. I was wrong. I was surprised at, like, how bad Parasite was in Salvage Memories.
Hmm.
But I started out as extremely hostile. I think you started out as, like, not a fan, but open to potentially, like, some stuff.
Yeah.
Where did you end up at the end? Because now we've been doing that. We've been playing in this meta for about, we're going to finish in about 3 months.
Where do I land? Honestly, it's not that different from me from the pre-Salvage Memory meta. I guess the Worlds 2020.
Sure. Fuck.
Yeah, 2020. Oh my god. It was so long ago. Fuck.
It's much. It's time, baby.
How? It's not that different for me, but I just feel like with these new cards looming, I'm just like, why invest?
Yeah. Is that you're ending this with sort of a feeling of apathy?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've discussed it with a lot of people and argued, and I think I'm not as hostile as when I started.
Yeah,
I think when I started, I probably felt that it was flawed from the word go, and that, like, it shouldn't have been attempted at all. But after talking to, like, a combination of new players and enfranchised players, I think probably doing something like this was not a bad idea.
Yeah, like, I think it, like, was a good idea to at least shake it up, right?
Yeah. And I think the whole shake it up thing was good. With that being said, I still think the execution was awful.
In what sense?
In the sense that I thought the card choices were terrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, HB could have used a little more love.
Like, I don't know. I just think in some sense they should have embraced, they should have done one of, like, I said it, said then I'll say it now. They should have done one or the other. They should have done either it's going to be all busted cards or it's all going to be...
like crowd favorites, but not necessarily super good.
And like, so like we know, for example, that now it's been spoiled that Sansan City Grid's in update.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel that it was in Salvage Memories and now it's going to be an update.
You feel like it takes away from the impact of it rotating back in.
Yeah, like it's sort of taken the winds out of its sails a bit, you know.
Now people know how to play against it again and stuff.
Well, yeah. It's just disappointing in a sense because it's like, you know, it's not going to be, it's not super exciting. I think if you had told people, like, you know, you see in System Update, Sansan City Grid's in there, people go, wow, it's crazy. Like, is it good? Like, well, I don't know. We'll have to play it a bunch. Now, it's like we all kind of know that Sansan is, like, just fine.
It's not the, like, terror it used to be for sure.
Yeah, and so it's disappointing. Like, I think that's a big miss, for me at least. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I think we'll never really know, like, how it was received. Like, we'll never look back at this and be like, oh, objectively it was bad or good. I will say, it seemed to me it didn't have a lot of tournament support. The Iterate Protesters group was kind of like they had the biggest tournament, and it was like this asynchronous thing.
Yeah.
I actually ended up teaching two people how to play Netrunner in this 3-month period.
Oh, nice.
I found it difficult. Like, there were multiple times where it came up where Salvage Memories made it harder to teach them how to play Netrunner. We were trying to play, and I would, you know, they were like, one of them really liked Parasite, but I had to explain to them that Parasite is not going to be around in a month.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I think that was like a bad experience. And the second one was, like, both of them would not basically stop playing on JNet because of RP Prison.
Yeah. I feel that. You know what I mean?
Like, and they were just like, I was like, well, like, I mean, it's anecdotal, but it, like,
no one was like, you know what new players need, Salvage Memories. That was never the point, right? Like,
The point wasn't for Salvage Memories for to be for new players, absolutely. Like, that's not my point. My point is that, like, one of the disappointing things I found was I felt that my teaching experience was sort of caught in a crossfire.
I hear that. Nisei's got some opinions on teaching new players about the mechanics of the games and stuff. Do we want to get into this?
Oh, you want to get into Interface Gate?
I want to get into Interface Gate, baby.
So they published this article called System Update 2021 Rules Changes. Never have I seen such a reaction to a Nisei article.
God, oh my. I just had the hugest smile on my face all day as people were raging against this.
Great. That's funny. I thought, it was kind of like, I mean, like, I took joy in it too. It was just like, it was just like funny to see people kind of like get upset over changes that, like, I mean, there's gonna be some people who hear what I'm about to say and are like gonna get fucking offended. I don't care. It was funny to watch people get genuinely upset over changes that actually don't matter that much.
I completely agree. Oh my.
It's so funny. It's just like
Gordian Blade is now a little pocket knife. Like, come on, man. You don't even have to buy that pack. You have all these cards.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons I think the reaction was so strong is because it's like rules is kind of one of those, like, if you're evaluating a card, for example, like an ID or an upgrade or whatever.
Yeah.
You can kind of like, you have to kind of defer to people who are really good at Netrunner. If you like have like, hey, I have an opinion about this upgrade, and Dan or Junior gives his opinion, like, logically, I think people tend to defer to people who are like have an idea of what's going on in Netrunner. I've seen this happen before. I think it's like a human, like a logical outcome.
Yeah.
Which means that the takes on, like, cards that are played in Standard, for example, are, like, less hot most of the time. But you don't really have to have any experience to give a take on a rules change. Especially when it's, like, aesthetic.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of like, it's like politics. You know, like, everyone has an opinion. It's the same thing about the MWL is the same thing, by the way. It's the same reason why the MWL takes are the hottest. Because, like, you don't have to be fucking qualified to do that.
Yeah. Let's break it down, give people our opinion, because they haven't had enough opinion on this.
Every person talking about this. So, first is the change of Breach.
I like Breach. I love Breach.
Yeah, yeah. The big difference is it's now sort of splitting the access step and actually like accessing cards as two separate instances. This is the, like the Amakua versus like accessing cards thing.
Yes.
So like legwork, for example, says is in system update and says run HQ if successful, access two additional cards when you breach HQ. I think this is good. I mean, like no one knows how the fucking access step works, and anyone who says they know is a liar.
Yeah, you have to pull out the manual to know what's going on, and no one has time to do that. We've all internalized it by now, so it just feels good, but it's good to have it written out like this, that it's, you know, a separate thing. I like it. I like it. By the way, do you know who's on this card?
This is not... I know who you're thinking about. This is the Canadian... This is the TO who TO'd Canadian Nationals.
Yeah, is it not?
No, so this is apparently... This is with this card's drawn by Akira, right?
No, it's Zoe.
Oh, I saw that Zoe was basically like, this is what my housemate looks like. It's just a coincidence.
Oh, I see.
But like, it looks very much like the Canadian TO.
I totally thought it was them. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question about like Maker's Eye.
Yeah.
I might just be a horny young adult.
Go on.
But is it just me, or does this look like a very sort of Yonic, like Inversificator style art?
I mean, I don't know about Yonic. It's kind of more just butthole-y, I think. Sorry, N. Hopkins.
Yeah. You
think... I don't know. Hey, something about,
hey,
like,
hey, the red... you want to see my maker's eye?
I'm going to moon you and show you my maker's eye. I don't want to criticize the art on this because the Nisei art team.
It looks like a very pretty. It looks very pretty. It just looks like a butthole.
Had 80 cards to make, and they had to make 80 cards. Like, I'm not going to begrudge them, but is putting an eye on Maker's eye like?
Well, I don't.
It's a little on the nose. It's a little.
Oh,
on
I
the
see.
Nose,
I
you
see.
Know?
I see. I mean, I actually conceptually don't mind this. I just think it looks like suggestive. But I think butthole is much better than vagina. Like, not in this, like, that's not my tier list ranking in general, but in terms of like what it most looks like.
Yeah, Inversificator's got a beat on the vagina.
I actually think the Apex faction logo looks the most like a vagina.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too.
It's like the lips and everything. Yeah, 100%.
What other keywords did they put in here before we get to the rest?
There's a new card. There's a new card.
Oh, Jailbreak. Yeah. Is this? Let me tell you. Oh, wait. Wait for the crying baby to be done.
We can talk about your new kid. You have a new kid.
I have a new kid, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hence why we probably haven't been recording as much as we used to.
Would you like to explain their name?
Her name is Estelle.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, no, come on. You gotta give the whole thing about the middle name.
All right. My wife and I chose the middle name Moon Chung for her because it has sort of a familial significance. And then I kind of jokingly suggested, hey, why don't we put Estelle in front of there? And it kind of just grew on us. So yeah, now I have a little Estelle Moon in the family.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. She poops a lot. She poops a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what babies do.
I've always kind of wondered... I mean, like, in my life, I would say I poop, like, a regular amount or, like, less than regular amount, right?
Okay.
I wonder what makes a baby need to poop so much.
Because they're just also always eating. So it's always going in. It's always coming out. It's just...
I see.
It's always it's like working.
I see.
Yeah. That's the secret to their maker's eye.
I really hope it catches on.
No, I feel like we might have to delete this.
What do you mean? We can't delete this?
Like we've never deleted episodes before.
No, jailbreak. Wait, this... Yeah, so this is a zero-cost neutral run event. Run HQ or RMD. If successful, draw a card. When you breach the attack server, access an additional card. And then the flavor text will take the access codes from their own prysec. Privilege escalation through local application of force. The catalyst.
Mysterious, the catalyst. I like it. You got a person kicking like a
Prysec
looking. There's red lightning at the top, which I was kind of confused about.
Oh, that's like because of their like arc. Like I thought they had like a shock baton.
I'm not seeing it. I just thought the kick was so.
Because you can see
good.
The handle. You can see the. You can see the handle.
I don't believe any of this. Oh wait, yeah, I'm seeing it. All right. All right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can't see the handle, but you can see the fucking Baker's eye. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Is this the actor from Billions, known for their great line, bold?
Oh, I see, because they're both bald.
Yeah.
I mean, it is now.
I think it has to be.
I'm curious who the catalyst is.
I feel like it's one of those, like, spoiler things, and they'll come out with, like, 10 pieces of fiction about the catalyst. We will learn soon enough.
Yeah, I'm sure. Have you been reading the fiction alongside each, like, spoiler article?
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, I haven't read a single
one of them.
I know you don't.
I don't know how to read.
The guy that got into law school doesn't know how to read.
Oh, yeah. Also, I got accepted to law school. Like, life updates, by the way. Yeah.
Hence the new legal counsel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is the one that everyone was positive about. So, I don't know if you know this, but icebreakers need to be equal to the strength of the ice to, like, interact with it. To use the break ability.
Eric, I've been playing Netrunner since 20... I want to say 13. Maybe early 14. Somewhere in there.
And you didn't know that.
You know, at some point, you just play and you don't even realize you're doing it. So maybe I do need a little reminder.
Okay, so basically, I'll just read the fucking thing. We're getting rid of the vague notion of interacting with ice. Introducing the interface keyword to clearly identify which abilities require you to match the strength of ice you encounter. Icebreaker abilities tagged with the interface keyword can only be used during an encounter, and only if that icebreaker has strength equal to or greater than the strength of the ice you encounter. Icebreakers still work the same way, but now they look like this. I mean, we're not, like, you can look at the photo. It's Abigail.
I love this art, by the way.
Oh, flying into the toll booth.
Yeah, with CGI nonsense. Oh, I love it.
I mean, one of the things that's fucking, I think, is funny about this choice of toll booth. I mean, I think it's good too. It's just funny because it's like the Abigail toll booth interaction is a nonbo.
That's true.
Like, you have to pay $3 and then you can bypass it. Like, it's like you clip your wing on the way through the toll booth.
Yeah, maybe that's what the explosion is behind the plane.
You gotta land, pay, like, customs tariffs, and then, like, fly out.
Very bureaucratic, yeah.
This is not flavor text that I'm gonna complain about. It's just, like, it's a groaner. Slippier than a buttered escargot.
I think the thought here... We've been over the whole base thing. Bass, Chermanga.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God.
So this is...
Well, no, this is the French escape artist. Sure.
Yeah, but I think...
I don't know what...
Well,
I don't
American
know what an escargot,
was
he what the fuck's
he
an,
ended
the fuck's
up in
escargot?
France. An escargot is a snail that you eat.
Who the fuck eats snails?
French people.
No, they don't.
Look it up.
Is that true?
Have you ever eaten a snail?
No, a fucking course not. I don't eat slugs either.
I feel like I've eaten one. It's probably been a while. It's fine. They're cooked in butter. They're just like anything cooked in butter is good. Like, come on.
Why are you eating the snail? Why?
It's
why
food.
Are we
it's protein.
It's cute.
Snails are not cute. Snails are not cute.
Snails are super cute. What are you talking about?
Snails are just like a pile of mucus with a shell.
They're like the mobile home of bugs.
Yeah. So, okay, the shell is cute. You don't eat the shell. That'd be crunchy as hell.
What the fuck are you eating then?
You're eating the mucusy part.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sign me up for a fucking plate of mucus. That's what I want.
Well, exactly why I don't have them all that often, also.
I'm just saying.
I don't even know where you get that.
It just seems cruel.
But other animals aren't. emotions and stuff. You feel bad about the snail?
I mean, like, I don't feel bad about shrimp or lobster. Like, lobsters are just scary. Yeah. Have you seen a lobster, like, in the tank? Like, growing up.
I've stared at
did your grocery store have, like a
seafood
department that, like, had, like, live lobsters in the tank?
It's quite sad looking at those as an adult. But, yeah, more fascinating when you're a kid, for sure.
I was terrified of them. Like, not terrified, like, they were going to attack me. But, like, I just felt like it was the kind of setup, like, that a mad scientist would have.
It totally is.
It's like, watch the lobsters dance for your entertainment.
Here's my tank chock full of live animals.
No, the lobsters are fucking scary and ugly. I don't mind eating a lobster. Snails are cute. They're just fucking chugging along.
They barely chug along. They don't go anywhere. They're useless. They eat your salad in your garden, and you have to put little eggshells so they don't. Moving on from the flavor text.
One second. Just before. That might be true, but that's the fucking biggest noob I've ever heard in my life. You put fucking eggshells in the garden?
Yeah, it kills the snails. They cut their little bellies on it.
That's terrible! What? Why do you have to be so mean to the snail?
Because they're eating my salad. My lettuce. Awful.
You're going to get fucking tried at like the Hague for snails.
For snail crimes? Yeah. Come at me. I got legal counsel now.
I don't know if I want to represent you. Okay.
First thing on this card that you see, the one credit to break is now not lined up with the two credits to boost strength anymore. It's the end of the world.
Oh, Christ. It was funny watching people be... I mean, like, I think there was a range of emotions. I think a lot of people were like, I don't like this, and here's how it can prove, right?
Yeah.
That's the reasonable take. There were a lot of people who were like, I'm going to lose my shit.
It can be both. Like, I think it's ugly as hell.
No, I think it's ugly as hell, too. I mean, I think Nisa thinks it's ugly as hell.
Well, now that we've called them out on it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't use the word term called out, but, like... I think they solicited community feedback.
You don't think they would have done that before Scoop Season if this was really a thing? Like, hey, we're doing this. Do you guys think this looks okay? They wait till Scoop Season to do that?
Well, okay. I mean, let me put it this way. Do you think... Like, there's two questions here. One, whether you need interface in the first place.
Sure.
Okay. And two, whether interface... Even if you need interface, whether this is the incarnation... It should look like.
Right. Let's go back to one. Do we need interface? What do you think?
I'm old and bitter in terms of Netrunner age. I just think that, I mean, like, no is the basic answer. I compare it in my mind to, like, I've been playing a lot of Magic Gathering lately.
Mm-hmm. Terrible person.
Whatever. It's a great card game. In Magic the Gathering, you tap lands for mana and use that mana to cast spells, right?
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. I mean, at least I'm not fucking, like, cutting snails' stomachs open. If I have a mountain which produces a red mana, technically what it should say is, like, on the card, it should say, like, tap, add a red mana to your mana pool or whatever.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have that text, though. Like, you know? It just doesn't have that text. And everyone just kind of knows that that's how it works, because it's, like, a central conceit. It's a central conceit of how the card game works.
I see.
I feel in this case it's just, like, it's just one of those... Like, central conceits of how the card game works. You know what I mean?
Like, for me, like, especially for Abagnale here, it has value if they put it in a way that looks good on the card. I think it's a good way to separate.
It should be reminder text, is what it should be, in my opinion. I mean, I
think as a keyword, it can look aesthetically better. It can be laid out better, and it can actually... make you think about the game in a better way, but like, where does that end? Like, yeah, you boost the strength and then you can break, and then if you're learning the game, you're like, oh well, does that destroy the ice? No, it doesn't. And then, you know, there's this cascading series of new player questions.
So you think we should have it?
I think it's fine. Yeah, I think it's good.
I mean, like, my kind of take on it overall is, like, I'm voicing displeasure, but, like, ultimately, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's just not that consequential.
It's just change, and people dislike change.
Yeah. Also, it looks, like, ugly, so...
Well, yeah, and also, like, I mean, the second question of, like, okay, if we need interface, should it look like this? I mean, I think the fucking obvious answer is no one is, like... The only thing everyone agrees on is that it should not be this way.
Exactly.
It's like the only thing. And I mean, like, it's like, I understand.
I've seen better ways to do it. I've yet to see a worse way to do it.
Okay, holy fuck. I was gonna say that I don't think anyone from Rules was like, this is the most perfect design in the world. Like, this is gonna be what it's gonna look like for sure. And, like, we're crushed when everyone disliked it. I think probably what happened is they were like, okay, we finalize this change, put it on some cards just so people can get a feel for it, you know. Like, I mean, I'll just say it. I know that they're reconsidering how it's going to look.
Yeah, then they've said so, but is this proof that they're just, like, flying by the seat of their pants? They, like,
Yes.
Publish a card and slap it on the website and everything is being done last second right now. It kind of seems like it.
Okay, so I don't know why you think that's a bad thing.
It's a bit surprising, I guess, going back to the last delay announcement being like 2 weeks before the delay, thinking they might make that deadline. Now, 3 months after that, still flying by the seat of their pants, I just thought things were sort of...
Okay, what are your Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
What are your expectations?
My expectations were, back then, I guess, rules is done, playtesting is done, we're waiting for art, so clearly frames can be done, we're just waiting to pop stuff in. New frames, sure. By the way, look fucking sick.
Oh, are these new frames?
At least for the IDs.
Cool. Yeah, I mean...
I'm probably wrong about the timing there, but that's kind of what it felt like from an outsider perspective.
I mean, I just think in some sense they correctly felt that, like, I don't know, maybe this is a bad take. I just think, like, in some sense, how interface looked on the card was not the highest order problem. And then, like, also, here's the other point. If you're waiting on art, that means that the interface stuff is logically going to go on the card at the last moment.
You can have a card without art on it.
Sure.
And you can pass that around.
I don't think it was just... My understanding is was... I mean, listen, I don't know why this happened. I guess my point is, like, I just think it doesn't matter if it's last minute or not. It's just going to happen.
No, I agree with that. I'm just surprised it is last minute. But sure. I don't think they're soliciting feedback on this, or they would have said, here's a new thing.
Oh, I don't,
how do you think
no.
it looks? They just said,
I don't think that's... No. I don't think they're soliciting feedback either. I just think they're open to feedback, which is the difference.
No, I'm glad they went back and said, hey, we're going to take another crack at it. I'm glad they're doing that. I'm excited to see what the result of that is and what it looks like after we're done complaining about it.
I just feel bad. Like, the complaining part does... I can understand it might feel bad for Nisa at some point. Because, like, it's tough. Like publishing game... Like, I will say it's not like everyone at Nisa is just kind of hanging around casually enjoying scoop season.
No small task. Yeah, I'm sure everyone's running around with their pants on fire right now trying to get stuff lined up.
You're trying to finish this incredibly tough thing.
Everyone's working articles. Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to be done.
Well, there's like, if you look at that thing, there's a lot of articles. There's like 20 articles this month.
Huge amount.
So in some sense, like, in that context, it's not surprising to me.
I just feel like I was under the impression they were working on this for 3 months. And they were, but on different stuff.
Sure, but all the resources, it's like, yes. But, like, not, like, okay, I mean, like, yes.
But no.
But no. I mean, I think then it's like, Nisei is, like, not a paid position.
I fully understand that, yeah.
So it's people volunteering the time on the weekends or whatever. And then also, you know, there's time being put into, like, I mean, Johnny has basically said this, that they are working on the set, conceptually at least, after, it's been announced somewhere. I'm just going to call it.
It's not been announced yet. It's not been announced yet. But when it is, oh God, we're releasing that freaking super delete cut.
Okay, sorry, it's called Bash, is my bad.
Yeah.
But they've announced the set after Bash, which is Bell Tower.
Yes.
how the fuck do people know about Bell Tower but not know about what the real name of Bash is? That's so fucking tilting.
We are under the impression that Bell Tower is also a code name. I don't know.
No, Bell Tower's not a code name.
Well,
it's Bell and Tower. No, they've said that in public that it's called Bell Tower before. I'm taking that one all the way to the bank.
Okay. Yeah, they said that. I was under the impression it was a code name like Bashes. The problem was they didn't want to get all the way to Fashes, because that sounds bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I agree.
We gotta get going here. Roots in every server, good or not good? Official ShadowNet stance, go.
Not good.
Oh, fuck. That's fine. Who cares?
Okay, this Sand City Grid wording is bad.
Is it different?
Yeah. It says gets minus one advancement requirement. It should say each agenda in the root of the server has its advancement requirement reduced by one.
That is the classic text on it?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It means the same
also
thing.
Like,
this is, look, rules team, I love you. You do great work, but like, I don't know. Rules was always in the backseat, maybe for a reason.
Wow.
Just write what the card does. Just write what the card does and make the rules fit.
I mean, I kind of agree with this approach to the rules. You fucking put me on blast for this opinion like 6 months ago when I was like, the Sundew errata wasn't needed. We all know how Sundews work. You were like, well, we want a game where it's not clear what the rules do. This is what you fucking get, by the way, when you have like a rules perfect implementation of that.
Yeah.
This is the fucking shit. You know, your chickens are coming home to roost on this one, bud. I hope you like interface, because this is the shit you're going to live with. You know? I was out here fucking arguing that we didn't need a rules team. Well, we need a rules team, but we didn't need, like, the rules text on the cards to be accurate. The Bioroids now say lose click, for example.
Yeah, I don't really get the lose instead of spend, but...
This is such, like, a fucking, like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to complain about it because I want to complain. I like spend more than lose, but, you know, whatever.
Spend makes more sense intuitively to me, but I agree, whatever.
Lose is like, I understand rules perfect, but like, spend feels better because it feels like you're interacting with a Bioroid instead of the Bioroid having something done to you. Oh.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, some other stuff.
Is there anything else to complain about?
They're adding a timing window, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that was a rules article. Set the world on fire. It was a very entertaining day.
I loved it. A great day. Give us more surprise days like this in Scoop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give us more pointless shit to argue about.
Oh, that's the spice of life. Oh, man. I was so high on it. I need another hit.
Yeah. I just can't stop thinking about Maker's Eye as slang for asshole.
I feel like we have to cut that whole bit out.
No, it's so good. It's so good, and it's staying in.
Yeah, what else?
We've had two spoiler articles come out.
Only?
Yeah. Advancing Force. Well, this Pantograph.
Oh, Wayland. Yeah. Wayland, great. Good ID.
Built to last.
Yeah. They're going to last in my deck box because I'm a built to last deck and it's going to stay in there forever. That's my take on it.
That was so bad.
But no, that was art.
I do like the new ID frames.
Yeah, they look really good.
I do think one of the only things I find funny, but like, I mean, I think this is a good piece of art.
It's not immediately clear what's happening when you just look at it. It makes a lot of sense when you read the article. Go read the article. They'll tell you all about the trains that are chooching by. It's great.
I don't read the lore.
So they're tubes.
Are these tubes?
Yeah, there's a series of tubes. Some are filled with soup. Some are filled with trains.
Soup tube is so fucked up.
I fucking love soup tube.
Are you in soup tube?
I'm in soup tube daily.
What's it feel like to be down in the muck?
It's not muck. It's up in heaven. I don't know why you would think it would be down.
I don't. When I'm in a thread. And like I've stopped reading the thread, but people are still mentioning that it highlights me.
Yeah,
I'm worried. I mean, like I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna fucking curse me because someone's gonna do it when this episode comes out.
Not just one person, like 20 people will.
I really hope someone doesn't at me in the soup tube thread. Like it would be awful because then I would be fucking getting notifications all the time.
Hey, you can just mute them. It's fine.
You can't mute the thread.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you just go unfollow thread and you won't get updates.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's okay. That's
Slack tips for everyone out there.
I've been living in fear. Fear that someone would at me into the soup tube thread. I'd be fucking dragged down the Tartarus.
It's productivity software, baby. Make it work for you.
Yeah, sure. And then we've got our boy
Tao,
the shape ID.
Damn, this looks like a spicy ID. Shaper, you're kind of incentivized to run. You mess up the corp. This is what Shaper should be.
I thought you were going to say mess up the swap.
Oh, I'm going to mess up the swaps every day. I'm going to put an archer in my face consistently, I assure you.
I mean, I think this ID is very, very good.
Yeah.
This is my takeaway.
Great design.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, just being able to put an ice to the outermost and like bounce off of a tearing wall, it's pretty good.
I have a question for you. Are you looking at this art right now? You looking at this art?
I am looking at this art. I like how even in spoiler season, we managed to avoid talking about Netrunner by just spending like 80% of our time talking about the art.
I can't listen to content that actually talks about Netrunner. It's so uninteresting to me. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, Netrunner fucking blows, dude. Okay, I'm looking at the art. What's the question?
Is this a JoJo?
What the fuck is JoJo?
Is this a JoJo?
What's a JoJo?
Does this Tao have a stand that solves Rubik's Cubes as a superpower?
No. Wait, what is JoJo?
You don't know what a JoJo is? Oh my god.
It's a singer.
Yeah, it's also a singer.
Tao is this an anime thing?
Yeah, this is, we have to have an anime episode at some point.
I'm like close to anti-anime.
Oh, that's going to be a good episode then.
We're going to get Acheon.
Morgan too.
Oh Jesus! They've been Christ. Bugging me. I mean, like, about my takes. Forever. You want to alienate the audience? It's gonna be me talking about anime.
That's what people like tune in for. That's me what they
alienating
want.
Alienating our audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, most of the listenership is in the States. We consistently shit on the States. They love it. They say ShadowNet. Shit on us some more. Come on.
Yeah, show me your maker's eye.
Yeah, exactly. Come access two extra cards from R&D. What do we say here? The classic example is a maker's eye, but also keep a lookout for conduit and system gateway.
That's our card.
That's our card. It's coming.
Ooh, it's good. It's good with Tao. We talked about how it's good with Tao. It's very good with Tao. I won't say anything about it because we don't want to spoil.
We don't want to go to jail again.
Do you want to finish now, or do you want to have a quick Canadian politics corner?
Oh, there's always time for Canadian politics. Go.
It's been interesting to me, speaking about shitting on the US.
Yeah.
I would say a large part of the Canadian identity is thinking you're better than the United States.
At least 60% of it, yeah.
At least 60%. Yeah. And so it's been interesting watching the vaccine rollout go, like, the US is doing quite well in its vaccine rollout.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada's struggling due to a variety of reasons that I think are pretty much outside of the government's control.
Yeah.
It's been very funny just to watch people lose their minds about it. Have you noticed in the political discourse?
I stopped looking at CBC articles and reading the comments just because I was like,
why? Because you
want it was always garbage.
You want to engage in self-harm?
Well, it was always garbage, but I don't know, I got over it, I guess. I got Scoops Weeks now to dredge up some garbage to read.
Sure. But like, it's been funny just watching, like, it's kind of funny watching Canadians melt down when the US does something better than Canada.
We have no, like, what do you say about that? We're just like, yep.
Yeah, it's like it snaps the Canadian psyche. It's very funny to watch.
We are powerless against it. We have no defense.
Yeah. I think
this is on the States a little bit. We've never been immunized against this. They've never done anything better. And now, look at us. We don't even know what to do.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. One of the things I'm, like, excited about is now that Joe Biden's in the White House, I feel like often I would have conversations about, like, you know, hey, this shitty conservative premier is killing this province, usually yeah. Jason Kenney or Saskatchewan or Manitoba.
Take your pick.
Also Ontario now, which is good. You know, want to spread the love. But often I would hear people be like, yeah, I mean, like, listen, is Ford eroding, you know, the public service and, you know, public trust in democracy? Absolutely. But he's not Donald Trump. So how bad could he really be? And now, yeah. I mean, listen, Joe Biden sucks ass too. But like, at least like we could be like, oh yeah, Jason Kenney can eat a bag of dicks or whatever.
I mean, we always said that, and we can keep saying it. It's great.
No, but now I don't have to have people lecture me about how, like, oh, it's worse in the U.S. You don't understand.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, it still sucks in the U.S., but
no, it's still worse in the U.S. too, but, like, so, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's put an end to this one. We should never record at night again. I'm so tired. I gotta go to bed. It's 9.
I'm straight up am going to add a maker's eye emoji after this.
There's already like 2 or 3, but yeah, we'll know what it means, and the rest of the people will catch up when this comes out.
Okay, see you, Phil.
Alright, see you next time, everyone. It'll probably be the Scoop one, maybe not. We'll see. Alright, bye.
Bye.